often when people think about investing in the stock market, they worry about when the best time to invest is. And when is the best time to get out? When's the worst time to invest? And you'll drive yourself crazy if you actually try to choose, because all the studies have shown that it's, in the short term, pretty darn random, folks. It's very random. But in the long term, no, assuming the world does not end. So let's take a look at worst day, best day. Each year, for the past 20 years, you had $10,000 to invest, which is, you know, not bad. You happened to choose the sample mutual fund that we studied in Chapter 4, that Investment Company of America. How much would you have if you picked the worst day of the year, the market high for the year? If you were the loser. What if you picked the best day of the year, the market low for the year? You were the winner. You were the genius. Below on the left are the results if you had picked the worst day. And on the right are the results if you had picked the best day. You would think the difference over 20 years would be huge, right? Wrong! There is a difference, but it is not as large as you would expect. The moral of the story is that you need to get started now. Now is the best time to get started if you have a long-term perspective. And you're not going to put 10 grand in, and you're not going to pick the worst time. You're not going to pick the best time. You're going to every month, $50, $100 on your paycheck, whatever. Don't wait for the best time. Now's the best time. And psst, as it says at the bottom, you're in it for the long term, right? And you do remember that there are no guarantees, right? And as the numbers above show, your investment's going to be volatile, right? Yeah, I just wanted to make sure. See ya.